that God's law in all the areas of life, God's law in the world of science, in the world of nature, as well as in the spiritual realm, God's law cannot be ignored without consequences. We have to, there are certain things that we Christian, because we have heard about Christianity and God said this and the Bible, we begin to take it for granted. One thing we must never take for granted, Christian and visiting friends, is that God's word will come through. Whatever it says, don't permit your wishful thinking or what any man, woman, or angel says to deceive you. Not when it comes to what the gospel of Christ or the word of God teaches. Are we all there? Look at John 10:35. John 10:35. I'm encouraging members, visitors, to remember that God's law cannot be ignored or be evaded. Let us hear the passage, John chapter 10 and verse 35. Start again, brother.
If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken.
Wait, that little part again.
And the scripture cannot be broken.
This phrase that is just dropped in the text, the scripture cannot be broken. You would read over that and think, that no mean, but that is saying a lot. What that phrase is saying, that whatever God, whatever the scripture says, it is so or it will be so. What that little phrase, the scripture cannot be broken, grammarian call it parenthesis. It means that don't ever ignore anything the word of God says. Because whatever God's word says, it's going to come true. The scripture cannot be broken. Well, I hope I get to that point this morning where I'm going to give 1, 2, 3, 4... believe on 6 areas of life are things pertaining to man, at least 6 that cannot interfere with whatever the word of God promised. This is why you and I must make sure we do not twist God's word and feel comfortable in the result that comes from our twisting it. Let me hear John again.
If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken.
The scripture cannot be broken. So many people, men and women, both the church and the unchurched, Put another way, both believers and unbelievers, both the religious and the irreligious, feel they can ignore God's word? Feel that they can reject God's word? Feel that they can find excuse around God's word? Feel that they can give God's word their own subjective interpretation? That is, many men and women feel they can make out of God's word what they want instead of what God intends, without terrible consequences. Many, in fact, when I read in the book, Hell is Under Fire, and the author was pointing out down through the centuries what different famous religious writers says about hell. It's like the Bible couldn't mean that, and you know. Then you get the idea that men and women, and we have to deal with it today. I usually refer to a plain teaching like baptism. That is as plain as day that it is essential to salvation. It is one of the conditions the Almighty God laid down that a man or a woman must be baptized in order for your sins to be dealt with by God. And when men and women, they turn baptism into sprinkling, pouring, and all sorts of things. Well, that's what men and women try to do to the subject of hell. And what we are here saying, ladies and gentlemen, is that there are consequences. Let us turn to the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, 15 through 16. 2 Peter chapter 3, 15 through 16. Let us hear it.
But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts,
mm-hmm.
and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
Hold it. That is verse 15. That we, the Christian, must be ready to defend scripturally what we claim to believe. That is why coming to church, while centrally it is about reverencing, honoring, praising God, we come also to learn, to be enlightened, to be encouraged, to be challenged, to be equipped. Sanctify, that is, put aside Christ in your mind. He must have that special, important place. But the Bible says not only that, it says you must be in a position, you must prepare yourself to defend what you believe. When it says to give an answer to every man who asks you a reason concerning the hope that is in you. That is verse 15. But listen, verse 16 now.
Having a good conscience,
mm-hmm.
that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed.
Where are you reading from?
Verse 16.
What passage?
1 Peter 3.
I had said 2. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 and 16.
And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him.
Get what is being done here. Peter was writing to Christians. He reminded them of Jesus' suffering. And he said that when Paul wrote his inspired letter to you, he wrote of these things. But listen to him now as Peter talking about Paul's writing.
As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of
these
things.
You know what I'm encouraged? That Peter himself was reading what Paul wrote. That's right. That's enlightening. Peter wanted to know what Paul wrote and probably learn a lot from what Paul wrote, because what Paul wrote was inspired. It was from God. Read on.
In which are some things hard to be understood.
Now, Peter is implying here that even him, can you believe it? Found some things hard to be understood from what Paul wrote. But here now.
Which they that are unlearned.
Wait. When men and women read some of the difficult things Paul wrote, instead of being patient and pray to God for understanding and keep reading it over and over, that ultimately God will open your eyes to what it meant, they didn't do that. What they did? Which they that are unlearned
and unstable,
and they that are unstable
rest.
They wrestle. That means they fight the scripture. And they got away with it.
As they do also the other scriptures.
It's not only the difficult writing of Paul that turned the way they were. You see, that's the man who wrote Hell and the Fire. That's, his point is how men and women will abandon certain teaching, reject it, and think that the outcome will be good. Peter is saying that in his time, when the apostles were alive, men and women were doing the same thing. But you know why men and women did that then and are doing it now? They think they will get away. Ladies and gentlemen, let us develop respect and reverence for God's word. And let me drop this. I'm a very kind person. I love to give brata. Let me drop this. When you read the Bible and don't understand, don't give up. Keep reading it. If God sees that your sincere intent is to understand, he's going to open your eyes ultimately to understand his word. Which they that are unlearned and unstable
rest.
The word rest means they wrestle, they fight.
As they do also the other scriptures.
And that's their practice.
Unto their own destruction.
What?
Unto their own destruction.
What?
Unto their own destruction.
Everybody hear that? When you and I hear plain teaching from the Bible, and because we don't like it, because it doesn't run down our street, We get mad, we walk away from it, we turn it a different way. Brothers and sisters, that's not good. Here the word of God tells us that when men twist the Bible, they do it to their own destruction. The word of God will come through. Whatever it says, it's going to happen. Please, let no man or angel deceive you. God's word and laws remain forever steadfast in its demands, in its condition, in its consequences, and in its punishment. Did you say remain steadfast, Brother Mitchell? Yes. That's what Jesus Christ meant when he said the scripture cannot be broken. You and I may do whatever we want with the word of God, but the word of God going to remain steadfast. Whatever it says, that's what's going to happen. When men read about hell, terrible place, that may God help that nobody in this audience end up there. May God help us to be wise, and may God strengthen us to live the life he wants us to live, to respect his word. But if we permit ourselves to be wrongly led and to be deceived by our wishful thinking, then Jesus Christ reminds us the scripture cannot be broken. Man cannot turn God's word into what they want. Whatever it says, whatever the Bible teaches, it will be carried out. If every person, are we all there? If every person on earth, I mean every man, every woman on earth, disbelieve the Bible, reject the Bible, repudiated the Bible, the teachings of the Bible, it would make no difference if every man, every woman on earth laugh at the Bible, mock the Bible, turn it the way they want. It would make no difference to the Bible, only as it affects their destiny. That will not change from what the word of God have said. Why? Because the scripture cannot be broken. Have you ever considered that for centuries, men and women believed that the earth was flat? Are we all here? This is a fact that we all know. We may not internalize it, but this is what the world has believed for hundreds of years, that the earth was flat. But all of a sudden they believe that, they come to know now that the earth is not flat. I was about to say wrong. But do you know what? Have you ever thought that while men and women believe the flatness of the earth for centuries, not just for decades, not just for 10 years here, but for hundreds of years, that did not change the truth. The truth of what the earth was, or it was, remained the same. Well, I see him here with God's word. You and I may fight with it, don't like what this says, and want to cut it. One king in the Bible did cut out part of the Bible because he didn't like what the prophet wrote. I'm sorry for people like that, because they don't realize that you can burn up every Bible you want, and what the Bible teaches will still come true. Are we all there? Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, may I? In fact, let me. That the scripture, like God other laws, cannot be broken. As I've said, I'd promised before this lesson finished, I want to list a few things here that be kept in mind. But let me just do this. Yes. Ultimately, and probably not in this lesson, we look on some of God's law, not in the religious or the spiritual realm, but in the scientific or natural realm that cannot be broken. We are even going to go to the Bible where inspired writer quotes some of these laws, not as these laws are defined by scientists, but quote the reality of how these laws work. But I would like to just point out this. Even when it seems or appear, what did I say again? What did I say? When it seems or when it appears as if the scripture is broken or failed, even when it looks up, even when it appears as if what the Bible teaches, that didn't come true, it didn't happen like that. May I say, brothers and sisters, when the Bible appears as if it did not come true faithfully, the word of God remains steadfast. Even in those situations where from the surface it may appear as if God's word said this, but the opposite was what took place. No, sir. Pilate condemned Jesus Christ. But ladies and gentlemen, it was not Jesus Christ, it was Pilate who was condemned to perpetual shame and infancy or infamy. In other words, the Pilate who condemned Jesus Christ died in shame. The very man who condemned Christ. Judas sold Jesus Christ. That is what Judas and the Pharisees thought. They thought, what a victory we had over this fraud. But it was Judas who sold. Instead of selling Jesus Christ, he was the one who was sold to a suicidal debt. Judas, when him collect that 30 pieces of silver, he probably, what a good deal, what a brain worker I am. But he end up being so miserable that he kill himself. The scripture cannot be broken. Herod Antipas. You read about him in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12. Herod Antipas placed the apostle in jail. But they were released, and Herod, who placed Jesus' messengers in jail, Herod was eaten up by word. That is recorded in Acts chapter 12. Is it Acts chapter 12? If you have the verse, read it for me. I had hoped to just pass over these passages or these points, but since you may have that one close to you.
Acts chapter 12, 23.
Okay.
And immediately.
Immediately.
The angel of the Lord smote him.
Wait. Step up. Let the audience get a little background, a little context. And on a certain day, upon a set day,
Herod arrayed in royal apparel.
Herod arrayed in royal apparel.
Sat upon his throne.
Here the man believing that he was a god.
And made an oration unto them.
He's the same one. When you go home between now and tomorrow, you can read the context and you'll see that the apostles were thrown in jail. And wait, watch here now. When he killed some Christian and saw that the Jews, pure politics, you know. You draw me to be commenting on this one. Anyway, wait. When he killed certain Christian and saw that it pleased the Jews, he put Peter in jail, waiting now, probably, to give Peter the same fate. So this time now he dressed himself up all in royal apparel.
And the people gave a shout, saying, "It is the voice of a God and not of a man."
He's not a man, he's a God. Read, brother.
And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him.
You see, take time with me now, brother. You see, a lot of time we can go too far. Even with God. So it's good for us to know God. That's one of the reasons you come to church, to know more about God. You see, many times we can go too far. This man was playing God. He had done so much wrong and got away with it. What happened with him, brother?
And immediately, the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory.
Everybody hear that?
And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost.
You hear that? He died. This was the man who arrogantly, proudly placed the preachers of God's word in jail, killed some of them, and took other step to enhance his political success. But notice his hand. My point is, even in area where it looked like the scripture was broken, like it didn't come true, like this man or woman had the better of what God says, that will never be. The scripture will always be true. Let no man deceive you. May I close? Let me just run down. Time, did I say time? Time cannot break God's word. The scripture cannot be broken. Disobedience cannot break God's word. The pharaohs of Egypt shows that with all their might and power, what God's word says going to come true. Neglect or neglectful disciples or unfaithful followers of Jesus Christ cannot break God's word. When we, the Christian, turn and become either lukewarm or backslide, God's word will still remain faithful. Are we all there? Advance of knowledge and technology. Wait. That is the age in which we live. That cannot make God's word something other than it is. It matters not what progress that science and technology make. God's word will remain steadfast. Satan cannot break God's word. Death cannot break or change God's word. Why? The scripture cannot be broken. It can never be made to perform differently than what God has placed in it to perform. You may criticize it, you may laugh at it, you may backslide from it, you may become unfaithful to it, but God's word will remain steadfast. If you're here today, always and forever, the wise path to take is to strive to understand God's word and to live by it. Today, if you understand what we share with you, if you see your need to become a child of God, there is no better time to do that than now. You know why? Because now is when Christ has given us. He has not given you or me tomorrow. He has given us now. God's word will never change. Nothing from it will ever be diminished. There are so many things about God's word that day by day we are taking steps to change it. It doesn't mean that it means something else. And oh my God, brothers and sisters, when Jesus Christ said the scripture cannot be broken, take that seriously. You can become a child of God today, or you can come and recommit your life to Christ today as we stand and sing.